We are in Daf Tazayin Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the Gemara. Let us just quickly skim over the Gemara to where we're up to. Tana Rabbanon Shloishem Mizuges HaRishayim Sh'amru Sh'loi Lismaich Shnayim Mizuges HaRishayim Sh'amru Lismaich Hayu Nesiyin Shniyim Lehem Oveis Bezdin Livrei Rameir. Rameir held that all the Rishayim were Nesiyim, and the second ones were the Avdezin. So it comes out Yehuda ben Tabai was a Nasi, and Shimon ben Shetach was an Avdezin. Chachomim Aimrim, Yehuda ben Tabai Avdezin, and Shimon ben Shetach Nasi. So we have our machloikis, what Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach were. So the Gemara says, Man tan al hoda tana rabbama, Oma Yehuda ben Tabai, Ere ben Achome, in loy harakti, eid zaymom, lohoitzi, mi libon shal tzedoikim, that he killed an eid zaymom, before there was a gemar din, and the tzedoikim hold that nefesh ben nefesh, to hold him vasisam like ashezomom, is that if the nidin was killed. And Yehuda ben Tabai killed the eight zaymim, even though the Nidin wasn't killed. Lahitzi mi liban shal tzedaykim, shayu aymrem, ein edim zaymimim, nerogim, achi yehoreg anidim. He killed an eight zaymim. But the problem was that there were only mazin, only one of the edim. So amal leishimim ben shetach, ere ben achomim leishafachta dam noki, שאומר חכמים אין עדים זיימים נרוגים עד שיזומו שניהם. ואין לא יקים עד שיזומו שניהם, ואין משלמים מומן עד שיזומו שניהם. So ממילא, you had made a grave mistake by killing him, because למעשה, he wasn't חייב מיסה, because there were only מזם, one of the two עדים. מיד קיבל עולב יהודה בן תאבי, שאיני מוירה הלוכה אלא בפני שמן בן שטח. But he will only פסקן בפני שמן בן שטח. כל יומו של יהודה בן טאבה יהיה משתתח על קברי שלו יישא הורוג ויקוי לו נשמע. You used to hear a קול by the קבר. כסבור מהאום לא ימש הקול של הורגו, that was the קול of the הורוג. אומר להם קולי הוא תדו שלמוכו הוא מייס ואין קולי נשמע. And you'll see when that Yehuda ben Tabai said, when I'm going to die, you'll see that there won't be a kill. Oma le'ravache b'rei d'rovo le'ravashi, that's not the duma p'yusi p'aisei, oi b'dine tovet. That it could be, if they'll be quiet afterwards, it's no raya, that it wasn't the horig the whole time. Could be it was the horig, but now, after Yehuda ben Tabai's p'tiri was mechayis him. So, that's that we learned yesterday. So now the Gemara says, money, huh. Now who does this Mishnah go according to? Ya'amrit bishloimer Rab Meir, the Omar Shimon ben Shetach, Avezn, Rab Yudah ben Tabay Nasi, according to Rab Meir, Hainu the Kamari Aloche bifnei Shimon ben Shetach. Means that all the time till this incident, he was Meira Halacha Bifnei Shimon ben Shetach. The Nasi is greater than the Avdezin. So he was Meira Halacha Bifnei Shimon ben Shetach. And that's how this occurred. And he didn't have to ask Rishus from Shimon ben Shetach. And now he saw he made this mistake. Now he's Makabal on himself. Ali Amrit Rabbonon. According to the Rabbanan, the Omri Yehuda ben Tabai Avdezin, Shimon ben Shetach Nosi, Avdezin Bifnei Nosi Mi Meira Haloche. That means that before this incident, he also couldn't have been Meira Haloche Bifnei Shimon ben Shetach. He was the Avdezin. Like, my kibbol all of the kama, let's tarufe. אפילו הצטרוף אינמי לא מצטרפנו. פרסי רשי. אלא בפני שמין, שאם ייתה ילמדיו. That if we make a mistake, that was the Kabbalah of Yehuda ben Tapa. היינו דקמירה הלוכה בפני שמין. מדקמר מיד קיבל, that was, now after this incident he was מקבל, שמאמינו דעת השתה עירי בפונף, till now he used to pass it, without his permission, without his ידי, because he was the Nossi. So the Gemara says, ומי קיבל, Lav da'at hashte hoire. Napshad is that till now he was moire. Devadai loy hoire befonov miyomot. He never paskind when he was befonov. Shahol gulay zoimim. And how did this come about? Loy hoyo shimin shom. Shimin ben Shefach wasn't around. So what was the Kabbalah? Loi mitztarifne, loi shev bedin, elo bahadi shimin. That means, as he was mekabalized, is that he won't sit in the din Torah, elo shimin ben Shefach is there. That means, before this incident, al kaponim, if shimin ben Shefach is not around, so then he could paskin. But now, le'metzrin le'ishiv b'din elo b'hadi Shimon, together with Shimon ben Shetach. What does Taisva say? Let's see, the Taisva's avbezden mikam moire b'fnei nosi, could the avbezden mikam moire b'fnei nosi hayro l'din? Will be Rishalmi Omar, manda Omar, Yehuda ben Tabai nosi, Uvde d'Alexandria Messiah. There was an incident that occurred in Alexandria, and that would seem a raya that Yehuda ben Tabai was a Nossi. Yehuda ben Tabai, let's see, the Bachavim b'nei Rishalayim, boim mimenu yosi Nossi. They wanted that he should be the Nossi. Lekibi Olave. He didn't want Orak Boozole Laxandria. So he ran away to Laxandria. Boy Bnei Yerushalayim Kaisvin, so they wrote a letter. And Mosai, Rusi, Boy Bnei Yerushalayim Kaisvin, Yerushalayim Hagdoyle. Alexandria, Haktane, Admosi, Erusi, Yeshem, Etzlochem, and Yeshevis, Aguma, Olav. So it would seem that they had wanted he should be the Nossi. And he ran away, and then the Bnei Yerushalayim continued being Mishtadol, that he should become the Nossi. So it would seem that he was the Nossi. Uman de Tony Shimon ben Shetach Nosi, Uvde da Ashkeloi Messiahloi Amaisi Kulu Uvde Shetola Peinoshim Machashefies, the Santa Endren Evie Rashi Benimukai. Let's just see the story that proves that Rab Shimon ben Shetach was Nosi. Rashi brings down Mais Bemoiches Echad Yisroel. This is the Rashi in Daf Memdalda with Beis and Sanhedrin. Mais Bemoiches Echad Yisroel Roshe Echad Shemeis Uboi Bayoim Meis Odom Godel Beir. There was a tax collector who was a Roshe, and an Odom Godel who was an Odom Godel.
They both died the same day. Ubo kol b'nei ha'ir nis'asku b'mitosai. This Adam Godel was niftas, and they were Isaac and the Kvura and the Hespit. U'kroivei oisei moiches, eitzio gam es mitas ha'moiches achot. And the relatives, this Moiches didn't have too many people by his levai. He was not very popular. But al kaponim, the kroivim were there. So his mita was also together with this Adam Godel. V'kovtzu aleim oivim, v'nichu amite sebochu. And oivim came, and everyone ran away, and they left the mitas there. There was one Talmud that didn't run away, and he wanted to make sure we should know which one is the meat of the Rebbe. They came back to the Leviathan. And somehow they held that the meat of the Adam Godel, that was, they thought the Moiches, that was the meat of the Adam Godel. V'hoya oisei Talmud Tzoyik, v'loi hoyo. And he was telling them, this is the wrong meat, this is the meat of the Moiches, but somehow they held this was the meat of the Adam Godel. U'kroivei ha-Moiches kavru es-achochem. So Mamela, there were two Levites. The Moiches had a very bekovedic Levite in the end. And this Adam Godel didn't have too much of a cover to kill Leviah. V'nitztayr bo'oisei Talmud mo'it, ma'achet gorem likover zeh bebezoyin, u'ma'zocha oisei rosho likover bekovet Godel kozeh. Father, nire lo'i rabbi b'chaloyin. So then the Rebbe came to the Talmud in the Cholom, v'omor lo'i al titztayr. Boy v'arecho b'kvoidi began Eden b'kovet Godel. I'm began Eden now b'kovet Godel. U'boy v'arecho oisayish b'gehenem. V'tzir shal Pesach gehenem soyveiv ba'oznov. He's in Gehenem, and the tzir of the Pesach of Gehenem is soyveiv ba'oznov. So what's yeah? So he's in Gehenna and I'm in Gan Eden. Avol pam achas shamati bignus talmidei chachamim v'loy mochisi. Once I heard someone insulted talmidei chachamim and I didn't protest. Lachein enashti v'ze pam achas heichin suda l'sar ha'ir v'loy bo sar ha'ir v'chil kolanim. So Mamele, I did one bad thing, and he did one good thing. So that was his chah. But here it seems he had a very difficult mishpot. He had exactly tzir shal Pesach gehenem soivev ba'oznov. The hinges of the Pesach of Gehenim are turning in his ears. He doesn't know exactly what it is, but it seems this was a very difficult mishpat. Omar oisei Talmud ad Mosei yoisei ish nidoin bedin kosher. How long is this mishpat going to last? Omar loi ad sheyomois Shimon ben Shetach v'yikonas tachtav. He's going to be there in Gehenim till Shimon ben Shetach dies. And then Shimon ben Shetach is going to be in his place. Omar loy lomo, so yes, to my, what did Shimon ben Shetach do wrong? Omar loy mibnei noshim mechashfoni yois yisraeli yois sheyesh ba'ashkeloin, but there's noshim mechashfoni yois ve'enei oisei bohendin, there's noshim that make kishuv and ashkeloin, and there's no one does anything about it. Is Siper Oisei Talmud Dvorim L'Shimon Ben Shetach Ma'oso. So now later Rashi brings down the whole Maisa, what he did, what Shimon Ben Shetach had done. We can read over the Maisa. Ma'oso Kine Shmoinim Bachurim Balei Koime See, they took together 80 bochim, v'yoyse ayoyim yoyim kshamim, was raining, v'nosan kad g'doyla b'yad kol echad v'echad, each one was holding a big kad, a big keli, a big pitcher, b'yad kol echad v'echad, v'kipol talis b'soicham, and their talis, they folded up in the kad. V'omo lehen, and he told these 80 bochim, Shein Shmoinim, that there's 80 women that make kishuv, b'shash et tikansu, when you can go into this house where they are, yagbiya ish achas mehem in the orich, each one should pick up one of these women, b'shuv ein mechashvay shelteis b'chem, if they're off the ground, so then the kishuv is not shaylet. V'im lav leinuchalem, Olach loishimin ben shetach litraklin shalem, so he went to their palace, v'iniach habachurim ibachutz. Omru loi mi ato, so they asked them, who are you? Omru lem, mechashef ani. I'm a mechashef. Ulnasoischem b'kshofim bosi. I want to see it. Omru loi yuma kshofim b'yotcha. What can you do? Omru lehen, yechelni lohovi lechem shmoinim bachurim atufi talisais neguvai svafopishu yang shomim. It's pouring outside. I can make a kishiv that 80 bachim will come in with dry talises. That's kishiv. Omru loi, ha'anira, let's see, yotza luchutz, v'rim is lehem, ha'itziu atalisais min hakadim, when these atvo behem, so they put on the dry talises, v'nichnesu ba'ochas kol echod, es achas men v'higviyo, v'yochlonan v'yitziyom v'tolom kulam. They hung, that's how they got a hold of them, they hung them all up. V'niskanu kreveim v'dovo, ubo shnayim mehem, v'kivnu d'idreim v'idu al b'noi shal shimen ben shetach chayiv miseh. They came to say, Edis, that the son of Shimon ben Shetach is Chayim Mis. They wanted to take some of the comments, so they were craving to these doors. The Nigmar Dinoi. And they paskin that he's Chayim Misim. So Yoytzili Sokil. So he said, Omam Yeshbi Ovin Ze Loitehem Misosi Kaporali. If I ever did this Aveira, what they said I did, so the Misa should not be a Kapore, Vim Eine Kente Misosi Kapore, al kol avinoisai. Bekoilo tal toli bitzavareidim. Shom eilu bechozum ben benosto tamo zivreim, machmas kines anoshim, papo pikelin, if too late they didn't were moide, that they said, falshedis, for skimin shehigid, it was too late, and lamaisa they killed them. But it would seem from here that if he was only an av bezn, there wouldn't be a tain on him that there's machashvim and the there's machashvinas, so that's not his job. Abezn is, you have a dintayri, you come to the abezn. This was the tafkid of the nosi. And others bring down the loshen taket, a little different in the Yerushalmi, that the taket was a nosi. So Taisus wants to say, there are two maisim which are recorded. So one maisim would seem that the Yehuda ben Tabei was the nosi, and he went away to Alexander, but, and the other maisim would seem that Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. Loi mitztarifno lintois achre rabim, te levato divrei Shimon ben Shetach. That afilo there'd be a rabim, that taste seems like a different shot in Rashi, afilo there'd be a rabim, that a chilek on Shimon ben Shetach, I will never be mitztarif, because from this mice I see he knows better than me. Zog the Gemara weiter. Yotzo Menachem v'nichnas Shammai. Menachem was the Yav Bezdin. Yotzo Menachem v'nichnas Shammai. Leheichon Yotzo. Abaye Oma Yotza Letal Besro. In Rova Oma Yotza Lavoides Hamelach. He went out Lavoides Hamelach. I think they bring down that the Nachim Meshiv Nefesh brings down that
he had said to Hudis, who killed out the Malchei Hashmenoim, the Malchei Hashmenoim, that he said that he would become a melech. He said, "Because you become a melech," and Lamaise, he became a melech by him. And that's what Chovas and Yotzal Avidas a melech. He went into the government. Tani Nami Hochi Yotzal Menachem Avidas a melech v'Yotzal Imay Shmeinim Zugais Talmidim Lebushim Serike. And when Menachem was Av Bezdin, when he left the Olam HaTorah, so to put it, he went into the government, so there were 80 chavrusas that also left the yeshiva and also went into the government. And that was V'yotzo Imoy. I saw, wrote down in the Hakdome from the Meishimot Hebstein and Baba Kamim, he says that, he has a whole Arichas on this Gemara, and he says that Yotzal Letar Besro and Yotzal Avodas HaMelech is really the same thing. Well, Rav explained what the Tar Besro was, and he says we have to understand that this man of Shammai in Hillel was towards the end of the it was nearing the Romans were Moshel over the Eden, and there was a Shaila what to do, and the government held that what they to do, so we have to be mechazik the bitkei hachoyme, we have to strengthen the army. And there was a movement in the government, fakir, that everyone should use all their koiches to go and fight the Romans, and that's how they're going to win over this obstacle. And that we see in the Gemara in Gittin, the Biryonim did not want Peshumayfin to make Sholem. They wanted to fight. And in this tkufe, we see the Shammai and Hillel were Geizer the Yud Ches Dovo. They went and they were Geizer the Yud Ches Dovo. So he says, we have to understand how they were looked upon in that Kufa. That means everyone, the thing was, we have to go and be Leichem for the Oretz and for the Am and for the, that was what was being popular. And they went and they sat down and made gzeiris. So they were looked down like there's not enough. That's the only thing that's the problem now, that there's not enough gzeiris. Another yud ches gzeiris. That's the problem. That's important. So he says, what happened? He says, what happened was that hundreds of thousands of Yidden were killed. The Beis Hamikdash became cholet. Hagavucha the Sefuno says, if Yidden, he says, in Parshas Vayishlach, if Yidden would have been machnia themselves to the Romans, the way Yaakov Avinu was machnia himself to Esau, we would still have a Beis Hamikdash. We would have a Beis Hamikdash. But we lost the Beis Hamikdash because they were going with Tkifis. So he says, what did they accomplish? So they accomplished that hundreds of thousands of Yidden were killed. We lost Eretz Yisrael. We lost the Beis Hamikdash. And what did Hillel and Shammai accomplish? He says that Klal Yisrael was not Mizboilel Bein Ha'umis, that they remained a Klal Yisrael, Sa'asro, Piton, V'yeinom, V'shimnom, that was the Yud Ches Dover, they were the Mekaimim of Klal Yisrael. But Al Koponim, this Indian, that he went out to the government, Yotzo La'avedes HaMelech, that was the Tar Besro. Abai said Yotza, that means that he held there was something more important than Torah. There's a greater Tachlis than Torah. So that's Yotza the Tar Besro. It was Yotza, that's what it was. The Rebbe says Yotza Lavidus HaMelech.
Yeah. Sirikon sagt Rashi, Lovush Bigdei Malchus. Oma Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Oma Rav Yochanan, Lo'oilom Al Tehei Shvus Kalo Beinecho. An Iser Shvus should not be a Dover Kal, Shrei Smicha Eina Elo Mishum Shvus, V'nechluku Bo Gidei Lehadel. What does Rashi say? Eini ela mishum shvutz. This man elahim mishum shvutz. Le'ilim be'ilon. Le'reichven al gabi behim. So one of the shvutzim are rechiv al gabi behim. V'hai nami mishtamish be'balei chayimu. So if someone makes smiche, so this falls into the category of the shvutz of ein reichven al gabi behim. She'sei mecholo be'chol koichoi k'dam rinu le'kamo. So Memele, so the whole Shiloh was, do you make smicha, don't you make smicha, is a Shiloh of, so the whole Shiloh is only in the Shvus the Rabbonon, and this was such an important Indian that the G'dayle Hadar were chaylik on this. Al tehi Shvus kalo beinecha. Frekte Gemore, pshite, so lechayr the kash is, I mean that's the Mishnah. I mean, what are you saying? So the Gemara says shvus mitzvah it's trichalei. Forget it's a shvus of a mitzvah. I mean, that's tamazay. It's a shvus letzayrich mitzvah, and there's a machlokes of gdoy leader. Is it permissible? Is it not permissible? Fragt der Gemorre, ha nami pschite, so lochere, da tsa mischne, schwus de mitzvah nami tenine be masnissen, o mai ashmi inno Rab Yochanan, what did Rab Yochanan say? What is Rab Yochanan telling us? So the Gemorre says, la fuki mi man de omar, bismiche gufa pligi, komash melon, bishwusu de pligi. So the Gemorre answers, without Rab Yochanan, you could learn a different pshat in Gansan in the Mishnah. And that's why we need Rabbi Yochanan. Now let us see Rashi. La'afuki miman da'oma b'meseches beye b'smicha atzmo pligi. There's a machloikis in smicha. The machloikis is not what they matter, the shvus of shimish b'bali chayim l'tzorech mitzvah. That you don't have to learn that was the machloikis. No, the machloikis is in the mitzvah of smicha. Uman the osar, the one who asked, lav mishum shvus osar, he didn't asar al shvus, elo mishum de svirelei, de shalmei choive lebo smicha. Now he holds that there's no mitzvah of smicha and shalmei choive. We're speaking about shalmei choive. Shalmei Simcha was speaking about, and he holds that Shalmei Chayved is no mitzvah of smicha, lebo smicha. The chikosav v'somach b'shalmei nedoviksiv v'chayved minedove leigamrina. So that means, so lechayre, let us stop for 1 minute. So what is Rashi saying? So Lechere Rashi is saying as follows. Lulei Divrei Rabbi Yochanan, I would say that the machloikis of these Tanoim is a different machloikis. The machloikis is not a machloikis man de osa lav mishum shvus. The one that says shaloi lismoich, so he didn't aser al shvus, he asered because he held there's no mitzvah of smicha, period. So why did he aser? So l'chayre he asered because if there's no mitzvah of smicha, if you'll make smicha, so it's avoyde bekotchen. I think this is pshat and Rashi. We'll get into hot water later, but that's the only way I understand pshat and Rashi. That he asered because there's no mitzvah of smicha by shalmei choive, so he's not allowed to make smicha. He's making smicha, it's avoyde bekotchen. The other man, the Yoma, says there is a mitzvah of smicha, so you're allowed to make smicha. It's a mitzvah to make smicha. So memele, so, but you don't find that Ashvus is such a gewaltige Sach, the Nechlke by Gdele Adair. Gdele Gdair Achoyl can a different, and this is the Reise. And Avayda Bekotchim, is there an Isra Avayda Bekotchim by Shalmei Choyve? Or not? That's the Machloikis. That's how I could learn without Rabbi Yochanan. Kamash Milon Rabbi Yochanan, the time of Mishim Shvusu. No, that's not the Machloikis. If the Holy Spirit is a Shvus, Usmicha say la'ilo mitzvah. Everyone holds is a mitzvah of smicha. That's not the Machloikis. Now the shail is, you have a mitzvah of smicha, and you have now a Isser Shvus of a Mishtamshe Bebehema. What is the Isser Shvus Ma'akev or the mitzvah of smicha, or is the ma'akev? That's l'chay reb shat Rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Romi Bachome Shmamino smicha b'chol koichai b'ina. From here is a raya that the mitzvah of smicha is b'chol koichai. The isal kedaitach loy b'inim b'chol koichai. If you say you don't need b'chol koichai, my ka'ovit, so what is he doing? Lismach, let him make smicha. Let us see Rashi. Shma mino midu'uki Rab Yoichanan taimo mishum shvus. Since Rab Yoichanan said the reason is al shvus, ismicha de kotshim b'chol koichai b'ina. So we see from him that smicha de kotshim is b'chol koichai. Avalei mishtamish bebalei chayim. So Davoini, you don't understand this Rashi. Rashi says shmamino. The way Rabbi Yochanan said pshat. And now, so as Rabbi Yochanan said, the machloikis is, are you allowed to be the machloik? The Rabbi Yochanan, the machloikis is, were they matter the shvus of shimish bebehimeh? So we see that smicha is b'chol koichoi, because if smicha is not b'chol koichoi, so there's no shimish b'beheime. So memeila, and so Avreichen says that's the machloikis. So memeila, you see, smicha is b'chol koichoi. And if I don't learn like Rabbi Yochanan, so I don't have a raya. I think I have a raya. If I don't learn like Rabbi Yochanan, so what's the machloikis? The machloikis is, are you permitted to make smicha? Or is it also to make smicha out avoyde bekotchim? Now the isar avoyde, we'll have later in the sugya klal. The isar avoyde bekotchim is only if it's b'chol koichoi. If it's not b'chol koichoi, just put your hands on top of it, and you'll give it a birchas koyinim. So memeil, there's no isar avoyde bekotchim. The Gemara says klal later like that. So why does, I can't begin to understand why Rashi says with, Midu'uki shmami, midu'uki Rab Yoichanan, time and since Rab Yoichanan said the time is al shvus. So then you see that it's b'chol koichai. You would seem if you learn differently. If you would learn differently, so then there's no ray b'chlal that smich is b'chol koichai. I mean, it could be that pshat is, if you learn, the machloikis is, if shalmei choive, there's a din smicha, yes or no, so could be, the loy lismach means, you don't have to be saimach. And the other one says, you have to be saimach. That's how it would seem from this Rashi. But the previous Rashi would seem that there's zicher an iser. The shailas is the iser alt shvus, is the iser alt, because there's no din smicha b'shal mechayve. So davoini, I don't understand. The Rashi of Shvamin, you don't understand. I mean, why? I mean, from the previous Rashi, it's a Shvamin according to everyone. That's one problem. Now the next Gemara is more problematic. Meisvei.
Al-Kaponim, what do we have over here?
That Rami Bar-Chome said that Smicha is Bechol Kaich. The Gemara is going to ask Kakashi, no, it's not true. Smicha is not Bechol Kaich. Meisvei Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Somach. It says Daber Bnei Yisrael. No, it says V'Somach. So the Gemara Darshan's Bnei Yisrael Soimchen. Ve'ein Bnei Yisrael Soimchais. There's no din Smichem. By Bnei Yisrael. Rab Yaisi V'Rab Shimon Oimrem Bnei Yisrael Soimchis Rishus. They also hold of this drosha, Ein Benois Yisrael Simchis. There's no mitzvah smiche by Benois Yisrael. But Benois, but Simchis Rishus. So what does this mean? So the vial, it means if they want to, they can make smich. Oma Rabbi Yaisi, Sochli Abba Olozo, Pam achas hoyo lonu egel shal zivche shlomim, ve'vianuhu le'ezres noshim, we brought this egel, v'somchu olav noshim, maise shahoyo, loy mipnei shesmiche benoshim, not because there's a mitzvah of smiche benoshim, there's no mitzvah of smiche, ela kedei lasa isnachas ruach le'noshim. That means there's no mitzvah of smiche. There's no mitzvah of smiche, take. But the women would feel very inspired if they would make smiche. So, Maisha Shoy, they brought them into Ezra's Noshim. Some Chola Noshim. Yeah. Now, L'chayre, so what is, let's go a little further. L'chayre, so what is Pshat over here? Rabbi Yossi personally holds Benois Yisrael Soimches Rishus. If they want to, they can make smiche. And then Rabbi Yossi said, Amaisa Shehoya. Amaisa Shehoya, that, the Taka was a Maisa, that they were Soimach on the Kol. L'chayr. V'isal kedaitoch, Smiche bechol koiche beinan, mishum nachas ruach denoshim of dinin avoide bekotche. Now, if you hold smiches bechol koiche, Rami Bachome said smiches bechol koiche, so, mishum nachas ruach denoshim of dinin avoide bekotche. Now, let us just stop for 1 minute. So it seems the Gemara is asking on the Maisa of Abba Elozo. Abba Elozo said that they were Seimer, now if it's... So if you're Tzmichas V'chol Koichoi, so how could you make Shemachasruch Abdinan Avoida Bekotchim? It's Avoida Bekotchim. Forget about Abba Elozo. How do you understand Rabbi Yossi? I mean, Rabbi Yossi said, Noshim Seimchas Rishus. So let's ask the same question. Noshim Soimchis Rishus. If there's no mitzvah of smicha, how are you allowed to do it? It's avoda bekotch. So the Yalkut Yeshaya brings down from someone at a tzvi. In Chanami, the Gemara could have asked from Rabbi Yossi also, but the Gemara asked on a Maaseh Rav. In Chanami, it's a question. You could ask, he's asking on the Maisa, or you could ask Rabbi Yossi also. But it's a kash. Okay. So it's a kash, that means, how could we under, if there's no mitzvah of smiche, number one, and number two, we hold that, that smiche is b'chol koichoi, so, what means smiche rishus? How can they have rishus? They're doing an aveira. How can they have rishus? So it's a kash on Rabbi Yossi, it's a kash on Abba Elozo. So you see, you're wrong. That really, smicha is not bechol koichai. Now, okay, so now it's very good. So smicha is not bechol koichai. So memele, so now let's understand a little better before we go further. Smicha is not b'chol kosher. So really, anisa deraisa, there never is by, never is anisa deraisa of smicha because it's not b'chol kosher. Now, so what the Tanakhama said, ain b'nois Yisrael saim choy, so what does that mean? They're not allowed to. So he holds, midarabonon, they asked the filu, smicha not b'chol kosher, ips. It's nire kavoide b'kotchen. Ips, it's a drabonon de keisa. It's a drabonon de keisa. Now that's l'chay rehavol hamshat. It's a drabonon de keisa. And they asked, since there's no mitzvah, so the midarabonon, they asked to make smicha filu shaloi b'chol kosher. And Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, and Abba Lozo, they didn't ask me the Rabbon, I mean, this is the Rabbon and the Kisa, they didn't ask her. Finished, they permitted them to do it. But that's only good if you hold Smich is not Bechol Koichai. So then we'll understand everything, so we can understand the Tanakama asked me the Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, and Abba Lozo, were mad me the Rabbonon. But if you hold Smich is Bechol Koichai, so we're not playing around with the Rabbanans over, we were playing around with the Raisas Chamuris. So how could you be mad? It's avoid the Bekotshim. How could you be mad? That's L'chay Reb Shat in the Gemara. Allah Shemam no labina b'chol koichay. So the Gemara says, L'oilam ein malach b'inan b'chol koichay. No, it's no spirit, Rami Bacham. The mitzvah of smichi you need b'chol koichay. And by the women that they made smicha, the Omer Lohu Akvi Yedaichu, they told them to not to lean b'chol koichon on the Rosh HaBehemah. They should gently put their hands on the Rosh HaBehemah. They should not lean on it. So what are we saying now that? So this is not really, it's not a mitzvah of smicha, but it's al kaponim. It's inspired them al kaponim, and that the shaila is, are you allowed to do this or not? The Tanakama asked this. Vaita will say the same thing. The Tanakama asked this fake smicha because it's nirik avoyde bekotchim, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon were matter. Vaita the rabbanon and Avalosa was matter. So the Gemara says, so how do you learn Pshat in the Loshon of Abba Lozo? Abba Lozo said, Loi mipnei shesmicha b'noshim. Abba Lozo said that the Noshim were soimach. Loi mipnei shesmicha b'noshim. Don't think because there's a mitzvah of smicha b'noshim. So, frag the Gemara, loy mibnei shesmicha b'noshim, typically the ain ol smicha klal. This is not a smicha. That means when he's explaining that what occurred, not because there's a mitzvah of smicha, there's no smicha over here. This whole thing is a fake smicha. Omer Rab Ami Choda Va'oid Koma. That's right, there's missing a few words. Choda, the lesser, the smicha, klap. Number one, it's Tamazin, not a smicha. Not a smicha either. Va'oid, k'day lasa is nachas ruach lenoshim. That's where they were mad. We'll come back to this Gemara yet, but L'chayre, this is Pshat in the Gemara. Just let's see Rashi. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, Odom ki yakri mikem kol mul Hashem, si bahu in yone b'somach. It says later, eventually it says b'somach. Abba lozo kach shemoy. Akve yedaychu loshen v'kofe, Hikilu yedeichim. It's a loshna floating. Akvu loshen dova hatzof. Vein machbet. Something that is not pressing down.
Period. Let us see Taisus. Baber al b'nei Yisrael v'somach. Avol b'shchite leko l'mayit noshim mehaytayme. Afol gav d'somach tfei lahakrove mismiche. So even though the shchita is closer to the hakrove than the smicha, that means we have in the process of hakroves hakolben, first you have smicha, then you have shchita, then you have kabbalah. So lochayre, now let's go backwards. So in the hakrove the process, we have mikabbalah ve'elach, is also bizarre. Shchita is azor is mutter. Now we have smicha. So lechayre, the more involved you get in the avodas hakolben and the kovas hakolben, the more you need the main yisib for kabbalah. Azor is possible already. So now Taisvis is clearing a shaila. Taisus is clearing a shaila. So if Bnei Yisrael, it says in the Pasuk V'samach, that in the Pasuk of Vayikra, the Dabo Bnei Yisrael, a few Pesukim later it says V'samach, then it says V'shochat. So Taisus is asking a kasha, this is how the Shah seems to learn Shah Taisus kasha. So this meat of Bnei Yisrael, if it's going on V'samach, or Faket L'chayre, let it go on the V'shochat. Let it go on the Vishochat. That means, let us be memayit, since the Shchita is more involved in the Akrovis Akom than the Smicha, so if we're memayit Noshim, let us be memayit the Shchita Akom from Noshim, not the Smicha. And the Rishash says that, so the brings a tzio, that sometimes we have miyutim on the beginning of the Parsha, and the miyut is not memayit what it says in the beginning, the meat is mind what it says in the Sefer Parsha. So Memele, it says there Ish, then it says Atume, and then it says Priya Prima. So when Memayit, that Noshim also have the Tume, but they don't have Priya Prima. So Taus Tais Viskashe, if you have a miut, why are you using the miut on Smiche? Use the miut for Shchita. And we'll say that Noshim Asaymer. That's Tais Viskashe. Avo b'shchita lekelamayit noshim mahaytaime, avo gav disomach tvei lahakrove mismiche. It's closer to the hakrove than smiche. So lechayre, if we are memayit benoish Yisrael, let's be memayit benoish Yisrael from shchita, not from smiche. Tabareish kol apsulim abine noshim l'shchita. We have a ribui that noshim akosho l'shchita. So here, the Rabbi Kevege asks, he didn't find that there's a ribi that noshim akoshe, the shchita ksheire begzorim, aval al noshim lekeraye v'tzorichin. So he doesn't understand Taisus Teretz. So the Rishash wants to say, there the Gemara brings down a drosha, it says, b'nei arin by Kabbalah, that Gemara is speaking about Kabbalah, so the Gemara darshins mikabola ve'ilach you need kohune, but till kabola you don't need kohune. Shchita k'seira bezor. Now, what is the raya that shchita k'seira bezor? Because it says b'nei aron. It says b'nei aron. The Rishash says, I'll make another drosha. B'nei aron you need by kabola, and b'nei aron are not good by kabola. But by stays, b'nai saran will be good by shchita. The same drosha that the Gemara made from b'nai arin, that you need b'nai arin by kabbalah, but you don't need b'nai arin by shchita. So the same drosha is you need b'nai arin by kabbalah, and b'nai saran are no good, but b'nai saran will be good by shchita. So see, noshem akosha by shchita. Period. Now, there's a hekish, the Gemara makes up a hekish between smicha and shchita. So lechayre v'chein lekel alufe shchita bebailim dumya desmiche v'hu hekish lehava ela darabona. So lechayre Taisus means to say, since there is a hekish, the Gemara darshins a hekish between smiche and shchita, so lechayre the mitzvah of smiche is only on the balakol. The mitzvah, so let's say that shchita is also only kosher by the balakom. So Taisva says, the whole hekish is ad rabbonon, so memela, you can't ask any kashas. That hekish, what the Gemara brings down to be, makish smicha l'shchita is only the bond of hekish, is only what said legabi a certain inyan, not legabi everything. Lasa is nachas ruach l'noshim. Lasis nachasuch lenoshim, echagoyin shahoyso beheime shalahem. So Taisvi says it was their beheime. I mean, according to the Havamir of the Gemara, that smiche is not b'chol koichai, so we understood very good. So it's al kaponim, it was their beheime, the potter from smiche, and they made smiche. The last nachas ruach, if it wasn't their behemoth, so Amazay, there's no Indian. The hashtem doimel smicha liyes bebailim. So this is similar to the smicha which has to be by Baalim. They were bailim, so it's doimel smicha. The noshim didon in boys lasois mitzvahs asay shazman grome olavoy chaleim ein mamchim biyodo aval gav de pturitz loy mikri bracha levatole v'chein mashme mehoche koi perashti hosom bereishishone veherachti. Now we have to understand what Taisvis is saying over here. L'chayre, Taisvis is saying as follows. Taisvis in Chulin, Daf Peheyom and Aleph, says, and we'll see later, I just want to say what Taisvis says. Taisvis says over there, Rab Yossi says, Noshim Soim Chais Rishus. We have our Rab Yossi, then we have a whole sugya over here. If smicha is b'chol koyche, not b'chol koyche. Rabbi Yossi that those noshim seim ches reshus. So Taisvis says, according to Rabbi Yossi, it is only mutter if they're not seimach b'chol koyche. The whole Rabbi Yossi, and that's lachayre the way we learn pshat in the Gemara. That means if you seimach b'chol koyche, so you're playing around with the yisavi deraisis. That's a way to bekotchim. So the whole Rabbi Yossi that says you're allowed to make smicha, his pshat is, there's an issa de rabbono to make smicha, it's niri, it's not so much b'chol koyche, but it's niri kaboy de rabbono, and they want to do a mitzvah, they were matar an issa de rabbono. That's pshat in the whole Rabbi Yossi. And therefore Taisvi says, that the Gemara says, women can blow shofar also, Rosh Hashanah. So they say, oh, it's the same thing. It's an issa de rabbonon to blow shofar, and they want to do a mitzvah, so you can blow shofar. So the whole Rabbi Yossi that holds noshin seim ches reshus, you can do a mitzvah even though it involves an issa de rabbonon, they're allowed to do it. They were mounted the issa de rabbonon. So l'chayre, now all of a sudden, our Taisvis brought a raya from our Gemara that a woman is allowed to take a lulav and make a broche. Now, how do we see this? So, l'chayre daf min zogun, that Taisvis holds and Taisvis Rosh Hashanah Taki says, this is not a broche l'batol is ad rabbonon. So, memeila, so you have to be matter on issa de rabbonon. They want to do a mitzvah. Just like we're matter, the avoyde bekotchim, which is nirik avoyde bekotchim, we're matted ki yeshoifa. We're matted to make a bracha also. L'chayre, this is pshat and taisis. Now, the Shar HaMelech in Hilchis Maisa Karbonis brings down
Rashi in Chulin, Daf Pehei Omed Aleph, and he brings down Aran in Sukkah, learn completely different. Rashi in Yuma learns, Rashi in Chulin learns, now we'll have to see Pshat Na Gemara. Rashi in Chulin learns that, according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds that Noshim Seimches Rishus, they're allowed to be Seimech Pachol Koichom. Ayetz Avoyde Bekotchim, at the Taitch Rishus. That means, even though I don't have the mitzvah, but if I want to do the mitzvah, I can do the mitzvah. That means the Torah didn't say you're not allowed to do it. You're not mechuyev to do it. If you want to do it, gizuntahei. So you'll do a mitzvah of smicha. You have a mitzvah of smicha. And therefore, it's not called avoyde bekotchim. It's not called avoyde bekotchim. That's what Rashi says. The Ran and Sukkah says that. Now, according to Rashi, Ledavineinu, we don't have any Rashis on our Gemara. Rashi was only Marich to explain what Akfo Yedaicho means. But Pshat in our Gemara. So our Gemara is the Hashrek. Now, how do we understand Pshat in our Gemara? Let us just look at our Gemara. This Shah Melech brings from the Korban Aron. Let us just see our Gemara one more time. The Gemara says that the smich is b'chol koichoi, so the Gemara says meisvei, da'bo b'nei Yisrael v'somach, b'nei Yisrael soimchim, v'ein b'nei Yisrael soimchois. Yeah, you're not allowed to make smich. You're not allowed to make smich because it's avoid the b'kotchim. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon oimrim b'nei Yisrael soimchis reshus. So what does this mean? You're allowed to make smich. Even b'chol koicha, that's a type simchis reshus. That's pshat. Omar Rabbi Yossi sochli avolozo pamachas haylonu ego shal zidchei shlomi v'inu azos noshim v'som cholom noshim. V'nei shesmicha b'noshim atelas v'achasul v'noshim. V'isal kedai tach smicha b'chol koicha v'ini mishum nachas v'inon mishum nachas ruch d'noshim avdinen avoyda b'kotshim. So now, what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara asked, if it's Michas b'chol koichoi, so the Rashi says in Chulin, even if since Noshim soimchis reshus, so it's called a mitzvah smicha, there's no Israel avoyde b'kotshim. Rashi says you're allowed to be soimich b'chol koichoi. So what's the problem? So he brings from the Korban Aron that the Korban Aron said, we learned the Gemara before, we had another problem. Why did the Gemara chepe with Abolozo? The Kash is on Rabbi Yossi also. Rabbi Yossi brings a Maisa with Abolozo, and Abolozo said that the Noshim was Seimech, and yes, I can be Seimech. Why did he ask him Rabbi Yossi alone? So the Korban Aron says, Rabbi Yossi, you can't ask Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said anything wrong. Rabbi Yossi said Noshim Seimchis Reshus. So since Noshim Seimchis Reshus, so Memele, so there's since Noshim Seimchis Reshus, so there's no Yisav Avayda Bekotchim. But Abolozo said that they were Seimch that Mishum Al Kedei Lasis Nachas Ruach LeNoshim. What's that Nachas Ruach LeNoshim? Say that Noshim Seimchis Reshus Pnachas Ruach LeNoshim. So he says, you know, Abolozo is talking about that the Noshim were not the Bailim of the Korban. So by them there was no smicha whatsoever. But they're not the Bailim. V'af al piken Lasis Nachas Ruach LeNoshim. Lasis Nachas Ruach LeNoshim. They were matter for Noshim to make smicha. So therefore, the Gemara only asked the Kasha and Abolozo. The Gemara never asked according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is speaking about the Ikedin. But so how does this all come in into the Machloikas, the Tanakam, Rabbi Yossi? So he explains as follows. The Tanakam asked afilu smiche not b'chol koichai. He asked everything. And Rabbi Yossi said, we're matter, b'mokei mitzvah, afilu smicha b'chol koichai. And we see from Abba Loza, Afalo Shalaybe Mokim Mitzvah, they were Mata Smicha, Smicha that was Al Kaponim, Shalaybe Kol Koichai. That is the Hemshech of the Bereis according to Rashi. That means that the Gemara, that was the Gemara's Kasha. It means the Gemara's Kasha was, Abba Loza is not speaking about, they were not the way Taisa says that they were the Bailam of the Kol. Abba Loza is speaking about they weren't the Bailam of the Kol. And their holding in Asmicha was only Lassis Nachas Ruach Lenoshim. So here the Gemara started being mefalpled. But Nachas Ruach, it can be matter on Yisrael Deraisa. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, so either one of the two. Either we hold Smicha's lav b'chol koichoi, or we hold that here it's speaking about that they told them to make Smicha shaloi b'chol koichoi. But Al Kaponim, this is Amachloikis Harishonim Lefi HaEmes. What is the Tais Lefi HaEmes? If Noshim Soim Chais Rishus, if they're permitted to do it B'chol Koicham, that Shitas Rashi and Chulin, Daf Pehei and the Shitas Haran and the second Perek and Psochim, and Ensuke. And Rash, and Taisus and Chulin says that Afil according to Rabbi Yossi, they only were Matar and Yisra Darabom. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Pope, Shma Minot Stodin Asurim. Now Rav Pope is going back on Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see what Rashi says. Shma Minot Mid Rabbi Yochanan Deuki Taima Mishum Shvus. Rabbi Yochanan learned Pshat in our Mishnah Al Shvus. It's Stodim Asurim. It's Stodim is awesome. That the Isur Shvus, so not only is one not permitted to ride on a behemoth, but the Isur is a fellow to lean on the tzodim of the behemoth. Even though the Shvus was riding, the Shvus was Shimush Kedalkoi. Who adin locho Shimush? Vafilu b'mokim she'ena yosri lishtamish. Kegoin tzidei ha-behemeh. Vuadin tzidei ha-ilon. Upligi ha-meiroi bo ha-milse b'mesecha Shabbos b'peirik basre. De'i sal kedai toch tzodim mutorim. Because if you will say that tzodim are mutter, the only asr tshimush kedalkoi. Nismoich ha-roisho. So what's the problem of smicha? That's not the Isav Shvus was rechive. Rechive is shimush kedalki. Now to ride on a behemoth. But to lean on the head of the behemoth, that's not the shimush kedalki. That's equivalent to the tzodim of the behemoth. So memele. So if we have it, where Rabbi Yochanan explained the Isav of smicha is, this of smicha is, as the Isser Shvus of Rechive, so we see in the Isser Shvus of Rechive, Stodim is also also, Elolav Shmami, not Stodim Asurim. Zogt Rashi, Lismach, the Roshe Beheime, Kit Stodim, Domid, Roshe Beheime is like Stodim. Ravashi, Oma, Afilu, Teimet, Stodim, Mutorim. Could be Stodim, is Take Mutter. Kol, De Bahadi, Goiva ki goiva domi. Since it's the same level of the back of the behemoth, that means they are the back of the behemoth, not the right on the behemoth. So memele, the head of the behemoth, let's see what Rashi says, the bahadi goiva, sheshova le goiva hagav shel behemoth. The head which is equal to the height of the back of the behemoth, ki gabushal behemoth domi. So tzodim could be yistake muta. That doesn't go into the gzera. They said the tzodim b'tom called the bahadi gabo ki gabo dom. He has the din of the gabo behime. Let us see. Taisus Ravashi matulatayim tzodim mutorim. Dechuye ba'alme. Das vile Ravashi pek basra de Shabbos. Omar Ravashi hashtamin et stodim asurim. Ravashi person holds stodim izosa. Alohi komar de moholekele mishma mina. Here there's no raya.